Hello, welcome to Table Talk. Scott Porth and Brent Kuhlman with you today. Two pastors daring to be Lutheran and inviting you to dare to be Lutheran right alongside of us.
How are you feeling, Scott?
Oh, I feel marvelous.
I'm glad you feel marvelous.
As if there's a coughing and hacking in the background, that's just me. You guys carry on.
Yeah, you need to quit smoking.
Oh, yes. I'll try to give that up again. In all seriousness, last time when we were together, Brent, we were really talking about, the gift of life.
Right.
And how God is the author of that life. He creates all life, and he still takes care of it.
Yeah.
And then we began to touch on some of the issues, too, then, with the whole Planned Parenthood issue going on.
Yeah.
And let's pick up there a little bit again today.
Yeah.
As you listen to the whole debate, as you listen to people talking, it's important to pay attention to their language, isn't it?
Yeah.
And to be able to diagnose it, if you will.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you hear as you listen to the issue?
Well, if you're working for Planned Parenthood, or if you take sides with Planned Parenthood and what they do, then here's what's never said: the Word of God. All of our studies that we've been doing about life, etc., over the past years, when we talk about a subject, it's what does the Lord say? And so, you know, the last few weeks and months, we've been rehearsing the Word of God, listening to the Word of God. All right, so if it isn't the Word of God that's being promulgated front center, then what is? It's their words.
It's the word of man.
Yeah.
And to carry that just a little bit further, it's not what God says is good. They get to determine what is good.
Yeah. Both of those things hang together. When you have better words than the Lord. So Genesis 1, Genesis 2, God creates life. And as you always rightly point out, God continues to take care of life. And we looked at some of the Psalms and some of the readings from Isaiah. We looked at our Lord's conception by the Holy Spirit, the fact that he became a human being from conception. Okay, when you have better words than that, namely that God creates life and God sustains life, then all of a sudden connected with that is that you then become your own God. And this is the problem. So what I'm trying to do, and I think what we're both trying to do, is to help Christians diagnose theologically what they're dealing with. There's lots of other diagnoses that need to go on, but let's just talk about the theological thing that's happening. So when Cecilia Richards talks, or when support, and if you don't know who that is, that's the president of Planned Parenthood, and when her proponents, like a Nancy Pelosi in Congress, Barbara Boxer, Charles Schumer in the Senate, etc. You just name the names. Go down the list.
Elijah Cummings.
Yeah, just go down the list. When they support Planned Parenthood, namely when they support the murder of children, which contradicts the clear word of God to protect life, life that God gives, these people have become gods. They pretend as if they are little divinities, and their words are divine. Their words are infallible and incontrovertible. And anyone who contradicts their words, well, guess what happens? Demonization. Because that's what false gods do. They demonize their opponents, to use that kind of language.
Well, and they begin by deceiving as well. Because they don't, I mean, you won't hear them using the language of I support the murdering of little children, of babies, and the selling of their organs for profit. You won't hear that kind of language, but rather you will hear deceptive language, deceptive terms, which turns the hearer away from the truth which God's word speaks forth.
Right, they'll never talk about the fetus as a baby. Never. They refuse to do that, because to use that terminology or nomenclature is then to confess the truth from God's word, that the fetus truly is a baby and therefore a human being and therefore deserves protection, nurture, etc. So they won't go there.
Let me give an example from the newspaper just the other day, reading about this particular issue. What was not said is that a life was taken in an abortion. What was said and what was emphasized is how the use of fetal tissue for research has been going on since 1932 or something like that, and how vaccines and cancer treatments have been developed from that research. So notice the deflection away from the simple reality, the clear reality, that there was a life, that life was ended by man.
Mm-hmm.
But now, see, this is all painted with the language of, oh, it's very good, because look at the benefit that comes from, from this.
Exactly. And also part of the deflection is to say that Planned Parenthood is all about women's health care. That's another deflection, and plus it's another lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now connected with all of this, now, folks, I hope we're making sense now. Connected with everything that we've just said is what we like to talk about as the justification of the self. The deflections. In other words, telling lies to murder children and sell their body parts, they have to justify it.
Is that a justification before their fellow man? Before God?
Yes.
Both?
Yes.
Okay.
Because all life is lived in a courtroom. Or, as I like to say, all life is forensic. I'm not talking about CSI forensic. I'm talking about courtroom forensic. All right, now as Scott continues to, there we go, he got it out of his system.
I'm back.
He's recovering from a horrible cold. We wish him well.
I hope I'm recovering.
Oh, you are.
By the way, you'll want to clean this mic off after we're done.
Believe me, it does. This is like going to the hospital. You got to wash your hands, same way with the mics. Back to this tech, or our topic here. Connect all this with Genesis 3. Everything that we've just been talking about in the last few minutes, Genesis 3. God, before Genesis 3, God had given Adam and Eve a word to trust. And it's simply this: I'm God, you're my creature, I'll take care of you. And how was that exhibited? Well, you can eat from any tree in the garden, but don't eat from this one, because the day you eat of it, you'll die. Okay. So they were given God's word to trust. Be fruitful and multiply. Tend the garden, take care of it. Be a husband, be a wife, be a father, be a mother, and trust in me. I'll be God for you and all that. And they did. They believed that. They trusted God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Adam and Eve lived as creatures. And I can't emphasize that enough. To be a human being is to live by faith, faith in God and his promises through his word. I'm going to repeat that one more time. And this is connected with Romans 1:17, where Paul says, the justified live by faith. Well, we all know that passage by memory, but I don't think we really know what it means. And that's what I'm trying to talk about here. Adam and Eve, before they fell into sin, were true human beings. And what did that mean? They were human beings who passively were given to, passively received God's word and all of God's gifts through his creation, where God is then for them. Genesis 3, they decide, that is to say, Adam and Eve, through the lie of Satan, decide that God can't be trusted anymore, his word can't be trusted anymore, and Adam and Eve, don't be content to be creatures. Why don't you be gods?
And this is what you were talking about earlier when you were talking about the divinization of self and how when we replace God's word with our own word, we become little gods.
That's right. So Adam and Eve, by believing the satanic lie that, and again, I'm paraphrasing, that God is holding out on you. He really doesn't want you to have something. And what is it that he doesn't want you to have? It's called divinity. You shall be as gods. I'm here to tell you, go ahead and eat from that tree. I know you think he told you that, but that's a lie. I've got better words than the Lord. Trust my word. And see, Adam and Eve believed the lie that Satan and now they have better words than God. And by not believing in God and trusting in him anymore, they were not content to be creatures, and they had an ambition, a desire, a lust to be as gods. So let's bring this to what we're talking about. Planned Parenthood and those who support Planned Parenthood, they have better words than the Lord. By having better words than the Lord, they believe the lie that they too are gods, and they call the shots. Now, they have to justify this, and thus the deflections. So they live in a courtroom. People, you know, whether it's Congress pulling these people up to what's the right word, to give testimony before a certain committee, or whether it's before the media or before the American people, or guess what? False divinities, pretend divinities, have to also justify their lives before the one true God. Mm-hmm. And this is what the deflections are all about, ladies and gentlemen. The deflections and the lies is simply the justification of the self before God and everyone, that they are God and that their words are better than the Lord's. So get with the program or else.
Think about it. If indeed what they're doing is good, why do they feel on the defensive? Why do they feel the need to justify themselves? What's wrong with looking at these videos and what they were actually doing?
Because they will not trust the justification that God gives to sinners through his words. That's precisely why. Because God justifies sinners through words. In fact, the words are, you are a sinner, you've sinned, and I've sent my son Jesus to die for you. Believe that, you're forgiven. They think that they have better words. Number one, I haven't sinned. In no way, shape, or form has... And now, again, if I'm Cecilia Richards, and if I would say to her face, and if she would, she'd never listen to this program unless somebody sends it to her. But let's just hypothetical it. Let's say that Cecilia Richards listened to this program, and she heard that I've just said that what they do and what they promote is sin. This would be such an outrage in her ears that I would be the greatest sinner. I would be the greatest demon and devil on the face of the earth. So again, they think they have better words than God, and that number one thing is they believe that they are not sinners. They totally disagree with the word of God on that. And therefore, who's the odd man out?
Whoever dares to speak God's word.
Yes.
And but, therefore, Christ is absent.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So the satanic antichrist lie that goes on with Planned Parenthood is that Satan... The unbelieving world, they are banking on the fact that the church won't be the church. Namely, the church will back down, will be intimidated, and will not speak the word of God that calls sin, sin, sinners, sinners, and therefore will then absent Jesus, the Savior, of all sinners and every sin.
If there is no sin, and there are no sinners... There's no need for a Savior. That's what you mean by absenting Christ from the church.
That's right. That's what our opponents, to use that kind of language, I hope you understand what I mean. This is what our opponents, whether it's our old sinful flesh, the world, the devil, they're banking on this, that the church will be kowtowed and will no longer be the church. And in many many parts of the church, that is exactly what's happened. I can't remember if it was on Breitbart or where I saw it, some report where some prominent, quote, Christian, end quote, clergy people went to Planned Parenthood facilities and blessed the facilities and thanked God for them. Mm. Google it, folks. You'll find out what I'm talking about.
So once again, the divinization, the living as the gods of our own lives. We create things in our own image then. We have our words to say and expect others to live by them and declare that what we have said is good. Folks, we'll take a little bit of a break. If you want to give any kind of feedback, tabletalkdtbl@gmail.com.